American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, I'm Dr. Tom Shives. People who enjoy winter sports can't wait for the first snowfall. But winter sports can also mean broken bones and other injuries. For instance, every year, skiing causes tens of thousands of injuries and about 30 deaths in the U.S. A lot of those are from head injuries, so skiers of all ages should wear helmets. Head injuries tend to occur late in the day when skiers may be tired, so watch out for fatigue. Using a helmet is also a great idea for children who go ice skating or sledding. Other sledding safety tips: only go sledding in designated areas that are free of trees, posts, and fences. Adults should supervise children, and all sledders should sit facing forward, but never head first. Use a sled with runners and a steering mechanism, which is safer than toboggans or snow discs. Prevent winter sports injuries so you can focus on the fun. For more information, visit the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons online at aaos.org.
Hello, everyone. This is Jill with Bean Tunes Radio. I'm subbing tonight from 69. I know you're not used to hearing me now. I'm only a Sunday person to all of you, but actually, I'm also a Friday DJ now. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is so exciting. I haven't subbed before. I just played Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Much Better Off, released in 1968. I love to start off the show with, you know, something that's completely different than the rest of my music that I'm going to play for the rest of the hour. And sometimes it's not completely different, and sometimes I feel like, older music reflects, sort of the theme. So, I don't really have a theme for today. can't really say that that had to go with my theme at all, because I don't have one. I will say that song is one that I've been wanting to play, and the rest of these songs are sort of songs that I haven't been able to play because either I talk too much or my guest will talk too much, and I haven't been able to play them yet. So for the rest of the show, expect songs that don't really go together, but that I like and that need to be on air. Some songs I listen to and I'm like, this song needs to be put on air. This song needs to be publicized. This song needs me to amplify it. And yeah, these are all songs that demand airtime. So next up is one that I actually don't know so well. But this is a song from Better Person, who is also out of like the Arbutus Records Consortium out of Montreal. Was going to open for Tennis. Nope, not Tennis, Tops, who I also saw live. So they're all part of Arbutus Records. And Better Person was supposed to be an opener for the Top show at Brighton Music Hall like 3 weeks ago now. But for some reason they were taken off the list. But I really like this song and it was released in 2020. It's called Something to Lose. Yeah, that's all I have to say about this song. We'll see where this hour goes. I sort of put this together last minute. But, you know, if you've ever listened to my show, you sort of know that it's just a nice little mishmash of things. And none of them ever go together, and I just sort of play what I want to. So, enjoy.
Summer night. Long ago. Your guitar.
Hey guys, I'm back. That was one from Effie Hicks, who is another Montreal artist, which, yeah, it's sort of, I have no other personality traits other than that. I listen to music from Montreal now. That one is obviously in French. The name is also in French, and if you've ever listened to my show on Sundays, you would know that I don't even try with some names of songs. Some things we just need to accept that we can't do. The name of the song is Life is Just a Dream in English. And if you really want to know the song, then you can just look up Effie Hicks. It's probably one of their most popular songs. But anyway, I just sort of think that song is beautiful, and the deepness of the voice, and I guess I didn't know that it had to do with being in a dream, but it sounds like a dream. Sounds like sitting in a cafe and watching people walk by, in my opinion. Yeah, I love that one. One that I've been wanting to play on air but could not fit into one of my Sunday themes. And I think that I decided that today's theme is leftovers. Wondering what maybe your favorite leftover type is. We're coming up on the national holiday of leftovers. Thanksgiving, if you didn't know that. Or if you don't agree, I don't know. Sucks for you. Maybe you haven't ever had a Thanksgiving sandwich. Pretty incredible invention. I honestly think that Thanksgiving leftovers hit better than the actual meal. Especially because when it's Thanksgiving meal, you're worried about a lot of other things. You can't really focus on the food itself. And then the day after, when you're recovering from your food coma, you probably don't eat until 1 p.m. You put together a sandwich, right, with turkey, any sort of other side that you want to include in the sandwich. You can pick and choose. Crucial element is the cranberry sauce. Just adds such a nice little tart note to your sandwich. Cut through the grease. Maybe you grill your sandwich? That would be so awesome. I haven't even thought about that before, but you should so do that. You would probably add some sort of gravy, potato, whatever is in the Tupperware. My parents tend to put all of the leftovers in one Pyrex, so they all just sort of melt together, especially when you reheat it. And that can be sort of awesome sometimes if you just throw that on a pan and get it all crisp, and it's probably just a lot of different things in one little crisped up thing that you've created. I'm so for that. Anyway, the theme is leftovers now. Maybe call in and tell me about your favorite type of leftover. I'm known to put fried eggs on lots of things, and leftovers are such a good candidate for that. I think I'm just talking about food because I'm incredibly hungry and I'm tired of eating at Tufts. I'm so tired of it. I'm I have this takeout order in my, a caviar order in my cart right now. It's a little bit, way too expensive. A little bit way too expensive. and I can't imagine myself, I can't conceptualize myself eating Dewick dining hall food tonight. And also I can't conceptualize myself spending this ungodly amount of money on dumplings and Singapore noodles. But that would be so tasty. And also would make for such good leftovers. Which brings me to my next point, which is that I'm playing a song from Broadcast. This one was released in the year 2000. Was not even alive yet. Incredible. Off the album The Noise Made by People, and it's from, it's called Come On, Let's Go. Also another song that I'm super not familiar with, but one that I've listened to and been hey, this is a cool sound. I want to play this on air. So here it is. Here's Come On, Let's Go by Broadcast.
You won't find it by yourself. You're gonna need some help, and you won't fail with me around. Come on, let's go. I will tell you if you change.
I really like Race for the Prize, and it's the opener for the album. And I listened to it a lot this summer, and it reminds me of sort of this period in my life where I was not super happy. But that's okay, because a lot of songs remind me of times in my life that aren't super happy. And now I'm happier, so maybe it's like I learned about this thing in psych. This is like all of my content on the show now. I just talk about things that I learned in psych and no one cares. But you should care about this. We like to compare ourselves to things that are worse than us to make us feel better about ourselves. And comparing myself to myself over the summer is such a good way for me to feel good about myself now. Even though I totally don't thrive in the winter, I'm so much happier now. And that's just so beautiful. I also don't have any adjective to describe anything anymore other than beautiful. And I have medieval. And that one is brought to you by my dear friend Bronwyn, who will be a guest on my show this Sunday, along with my other dear friend Anna. Medieval is something that's so important to me these days, because for some reason Bronwyn thinks that everything is medieval, and there's just something so beautiful about that, because I tend to not see things in a light that's positive, and Bronwyn is someone who sees everything as positive. One of her also other awesome things that she says is cool and awesome, which is just also so cool, because she just sees the world, or sees things as cool and awesome. And sometimes I just think to myself, I should strive to see the world the way that Bronwyn does, and start calling everything medieval, even though nothing really is medieval anymore, is it? Yeah. So there was my rant for today. Probably we'll do one again. We've got so much time to rant today. 30 more minutes with me. Yeah, so strap in. Get ready. This next one is from Modest Mouse. It's called Sleepwalking. Parentheses, couples only dance prom night. Yeah, another one that I really like from that sort of like late 90s, early 2000s alt rock era. And it's really just because I have no original ideas, and it's all my dad's taste in music. My dad was just talking about how he didn't go to the Flaming Lips show. And we both reflected on how we didn't go to the Flaming Lips show in our respective cities. And I have deep regrets. I should have just spent the money, but it was an expensive show. But it's so awesome. They do this thing where like they're in bubbles because it's COVID now, and they're in their little hamster bubbles. Love it. That's so cool. I sort of hate the Flaming Lips because they represent all the snobbery that I am and that I love and that I like eat up on a big fat plate. But also snobs suck, and their whole thing with the album that you have to play on four different records or whatever at the same time sucks. That really sucks. Hate to say it. Hate to break it to you snobs. But that's really annoying. But I love the Flaming Lips. So I'm coming to terms with my snobbery. I hope you will join me on that journey. And I hope you enjoy this next song from Modest Mouse. Don't have much to say about it because, again, it's one of those songs that I just have not really sat down and listened to completely. Maybe that's my criteria for things that I like to play on air. Songs that I haven't, like, devoured yet. Because I'm a song devourer. If I like a song, I will listen to that song, like, just so intensely. And, like, only listen to that song. And it sucks because I totally ruin songs for myself. And I learn to associate songs with periods of my life as opposed to their artistic merit. Which is not very snobby of me. So maybe I should fix that. Anyway, here's Sleepwalking. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey guys, it's me again. That was Will You Return When You Come Down. Again from the Flaming Lips, this time from their new album, which came out in 2020, called American Head. Another song that I had a conversation with my dad about today. I just think that the Flaming Lips are so good at that thing where your like ears are just full of noise. Which is like, I'm starting to realize that I have no words to describe things. And that's the best that I can do for you. The Flaming Lips just like fill your ears with sound. And that's such a beautiful thing. And like, I love all the little ringing of the bells. And then at the end when there's like that electric guitar riff, so good. I don't know. There's something about it. And then, I don't know, I feel like that sort of reflects my taste now. I sort of love all of the songs that just make you feel like there's so much going on. Maybe because I like being distracted. We're not going to get into that. It's time for a PSA. Usually I do this around halfway through the show, but now we're doing it 3/4 of the way through the show. This one is so relevant to being medieval and thinking about how we can incorporate medieval into our lives more often. This one is called Autumn Outdoor Exercise, PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all of the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is such a good example of a way that I could have a better outlook on life. I don't have a car right now, and I usually have access to a car when I'm in Philly, my hometown, and it sucks. I wish I could go to the grocery store. I wish I could leave the Somerville, Medford area once in a while, but I can't. I can zip car, so I do have that ability, but it's expensive, and you know, I'm in college and money is important. So I could sort of see this. Well, what I'm saying right now is that PSA reminded me that I'm walking more and I do things on my feet more. And that's such a good thing. And that's so medieval, as Bronwyn would say. It is literally medieval, okay? There weren't cars. I'm so glad that I'm now like fully sold. The first time she said that, I was like, no. But in the spirit of being more open, I'm going to accept medieval as my new adjective. And that's great because I honestly have a pretty limited vocabulary and I say the same things over and over again. And I only really learn new vocabulary or adopt new vocabulary into my vernacular because other people use those terms, and then I'll just pick up on what other people say because, again, I don't have ideas of my own. So this next one is one from the Smiths. Continuing our theme of playing old songs. This is from Strange Ways, Here We Come. It's called Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me. Another one that I started listening to this summer because I was in a place, okay? I was in a place. Beautiful song. Just gonna play it. Maybe I should just, like, stop talking sometimes and let the songs play. Because, again, I'm in this situation where I have so many more songs to play, and I'm going to have a Leftovers of the Leftovers episode. I could, like, fill up so much, almost a full episode with all the songs that I didn't play, or I won't be able to play today because we only have an hour. Maybe one day I'll sub for, like, 2 people in a row. And just have, or 3 people, and have like an epic Bean Tunes 3-hour marathon, and you'll all hate it, and there will be no listeners. Because I feel like when I talk, there's definitely like some dropping off that occurs. If you're driving, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your drive. I wish you could pick me up and take me somewhere in your car, but alas, that's sort of dangerous. Again, wow, the rambling. It's really extreme today. This one is called, again, Last Night I Dreamt That Somebody Loved Me. Here we go.
Right one.
Guess what, guys? I'm back. You're like, oh, God. Anyway, yes, that was from The Smiths. I already told you what song it was, so I'm not going to do it again. There's that. It's almost time for me to wrap up my show. It's been a pleasure subbing today. I believe we got another sub up next, so stay tuned for that. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the theme. Maybe I inspired you to eat some of those leftovers in the back of your fridge. Or to listen to those songs that maybe you've neglected. Maybe you're stuck in a little rut. I feel like I've been hearing from a lot of people that they're in a music rut. Or that they haven't found new music recently. And I just feel like sometimes it requires going back to the oldies. Maybe using that as some inspiration to find new music. Yeah, I also am sort of in that place where, like, I feel like I'm listening to the same stuff over and over again, and that's just how I roll usually, but it's sort of nice when you feel like you are discovering new music, so maybe I'll work on that. Maybe we should all work on that. Maybe we should also work on seeing everything as medieval. And I hope you'll join me this Sunday when I have two guests planned to come. Hopefully they show up. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be so epic, so cool and awesome, so medieval. All of the things that you've ever wanted out of a radio show. All right, I'm going to wrap it up. This has been so fun. This is your DJ, Jill Yum, with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. This next one is from the Beach Boys. It's called Heroes and Villains.
short on distance.